This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line 605-477-3249. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Hi there. I've got a bunch of people I'm supposed to say hi to today. So Grace Thorne and Linda from Lexington, etc. I'll get back to others.
Okay, and by the way, Grace Thorne is the only public school teacher who has had the courage to come on with us. I've been putting out a call for years for superintendents, principals.
Wasn't that woman in San Diego or L.A.?
Which
Misty?
One?
Misty. We had another. Okay, I forget.
Okay, well, you know, I meant someone who was recently involved with the public training camp. Grace Thorne was the only one who would come on, use her real name, talk about education. And, you know, Rick, the amazing thing, the most amazing part about that, you and I, even Norm Shealy did some broadcasts with her students. She would get them all prepared, you know, once every 6 weeks or so. The entire class would come on one at a time. They'd go in the conference room of the Ryan, Oklahoma Elementary School. And they would prepare that one question that they would really like to get the answer to that they couldn't find in any books. No one would tell them the answer. You would, and Norm Shealy would. And the most amazing thing about that was the superintendent never listened to the broadcast. The principal of that school in Ryan, Oklahoma, never listened to the broadcast. None of the other teachers listened to the broadcast. And the most amazing part, not one parent of the students of Grace Thorne's elementary sixth grade class listened to their child on the broadcast. I guess they don't have time. Can you imagine? That's the reality of the situation.
I can't.
You know, but I guess if you put a ball in front of their child and you said, hey, let's go watch the ball game because, you know, we're in sports and we're going to be practicing or we're going to be playing at other school down the road, then the parents would show up. But not for this. Rick, I saw the most amazing thing. You know, I've been saying we're going to go down. I know how it's going to happen. We're going to go down because of the sum of all individual greed and the sum of all individual stupidity. You combine that, and we're going down. Well, I saw it. I saw it in Springfield this week. So there was this girl. I think she was pretty. She was going by at about 25 miles an hour, so it was really hard to tell. But I was traveling in my vehicle, and she was traveling also. She was crossing an intersection, three lanes. She was going with traffic on three lanes going the same way she was going. So it's three lanes going her way, three lanes going the opposite way in Springfield, Missouri. And she was riding this device that had only one wheel. It's a unicycle, an electric unicycle. Now, let me describe this thing. So if you think of a unicycle class, you probably are thinking, oh, the early 1900s, and they had this great big wheel with a seat and two pedals. No. or the unicycle where there was a seat and two pedals and a small wheel. No. This thing has no seat. There's no handlebars. There's nothing to hold on to with your arms. Nothing. This has one wheel, an electric motor, and you stand on these flip-out steps. Okay, so the wheel is between your legs, but only up to your calf. So it's maybe, I'm thinking maybe 16 inches tall. And all you do is you stand on this thing, and if you lean forward, it goes forward. If you lean backwards, it slows down. That's it.
Segway does something like that, doesn't it? It works with a gyroscope.
Yeah, this has a gyroscope or two or three, but a Segway, you actually, you can kind of hold on to something with your hands. This thing has nothing to hold on to, nothing. You operate it entirely with your feet. So this gal was really challenged because she was wearing a dress, a light-colored white print dress, and she was going full speed, and I'm telling you, she was keeping up with the traffic. Actually, she was probably going a little faster in traffic, and all she was doing was standing on this electric-powered unicycle. Her left hand was holding her dress so it wouldn't go over her head, because then she'd crash from not being able to see where she's going. But now, so obviously she's going to work on this thing. So I looked it up. How much does one of these really cool millennium devices cost? Well, you can get one at Sears. $2,300. That's if you want to pay for it, you know, plus tax. Now, if you only want to lease it, you can lease it for $103.50 a week. I think people have lost their minds. It's bad enough being on a motorcycle with two wheels, handlebar, seat, brakes, you know, throttle, all the controls you need, because people can't see you. How is it going to be possible to not crash this thing where you have no handlebars, you've got nothing to hold on to except with the friction of the bottom of your feet, gravity holding you down? That's it. And if you want to stop really fast, the only way you can stop really fast is to crash into something.
That's crazy.
I'm very serious about this thing. So, and they sell it, and it's like really, really cool because you can have these different color schemes. You know, these flashing lights on the side of your electric unicycle. You can have red or blue or green or different patterns. It's like the greatest thing. We have lost our minds, Rick. I can't imagine any reasonable use for this thing. None. None. To me, it's a disposable toy. And yet, this gal was in traffic. And she wasn't wearing, you know, sirens and horns to say, look out, here I am, here I am. She's just riding at the speed of traffic. How many operators of trucks and motor vehicles are expecting to see someone standing up going 25 miles an hour next to them or in their blind spot? Now, she was like Lady Godiva. I mean, she was a real spectacle. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is, why would anybody spend the time to design that? Second of all,
well, they want to be unique. That's why bikers do what they do and dress the way they do. They're looking for a uniqueness, stand out, being different.
Well, we're different, but we're not stupid.
Yeah. Well,
really?
There it is.
Every one of us here at USA Prepares is different. Some people might say we're a little odd, but yet we're not doing that. We're not putting ourselves and others at risk. What happens when that senior driver sees this this gal coming by and slams on the brakes, and the guys behind the senior with the car runs into the back of the senior, and then that little unicycle gal just keeps going? But, you know, we can say what ifs, but it seems to me that it's dangerous, it's careless, it's reckless, it's needless, and it shouldn't happen. But yet, here we are. Rick, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, we could, I sent you some stuff on sustainable lifeboats.
Right.
I think you could read what I have offered, and I find it interesting that nobody local is even interested in me doing a free talk. I can't believe it. It's there's something else going on here. I really don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that no one is interested in you giving a free talk where? In
Renton. Yeah. I went to the police department. He took my book. Never called me back. I went to the fire department. You know, living off the grid. Nobody wants me. For whatever reason, there's something more going on in this town than, I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that I invited to Expo Number 1 the Civil Air Patrol.
Yeah.
I invited the Missouri National Guard. And let's see who else. Oh, and the Red Cross. No, I mean, they all said, oh, yeah, awesome. We'd love it. Yep, free publicity. Yep, we'd love to do our thing in front of all those people. And at the last minute, the week before, all three of them canceled because they were told to stand down by Washington, D.C. Don't get involved with us. I guess they don't like the message of preparedness. They like to say that they support preparedness and endorse it and want to teach it, but they don't. They don't. So I'm not surprised if you cannot get any traction. And that's, you know, that's the reason why I've mentioned that if you are interested in being associated with us, USA Preparers, and your instructors, and having little get-togethers, we have to do it on our own property. We have to do it where we control the property because the venues are typically owned by the government. So if you were going to talk to the police, I'm sure that would be at the police station. If you were going to talk to the fire department, it'd be at the fire department. Or if you had a really big crowd.
They never call me back, ever.
Yeah.
I've never, ever had this kind of response before. I'm not sure it's even about me. I think it's more a statement of the way people are with everybody.
You're talking about how people are not responsible. You're talking about how people don't view commitments as commitments.
Yeah, they don't. They're not as polite. They don't send thank you cards, etc. It's just a different set of values.
And that's why, Rick, I don't want to teach people that I don't know anything. That's why I don't want to help people I don't know. Because what I'm seeing is the green hair, the pink hair, the orange hair, the blue hair, the tattoos, the piercings, all of that. Those people are involved in risky behaviors. And because they are reckless risk takers, I don't think I have the time to teach them. And I don't want to. Because they've already proven to me that they're reckless. And I was reading an article about young people, millennial types, and employers. And employers are trying to figure out what the millennials want. I can't believe it. What they want. Who cares what the millennials want? It's what the owner of the business wants. The millennials should be stepping up saying, okay, what do I need to do to fit in? How do I need to behave? What do I need to know? What skills do I have to know? That's not what they're interested in. It's what do we need to do for them, the millennials?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N. Miller.com. Greg, before we get into the sustainable life post, let's talk about a little bit about why we should be considering sustainability and lifeboats and getting out of Dodge and buying a farm and working with people whom you trust, which is really, really difficult just in itself, getting to work with people whom you trust. There's an article that I was reading about smart faucets and toilets. And I'm not kidding, class. We have lost our minds. You can now have a smart faucet and a toilet, and you can connect them to Alexa or these home smart hubs, so that you can talk to these devices, and the devices will talk to the hub, and the hub will talk to the internet, and everything you say and do, and all the sounds that you make, and including some of the video that's in your home, will be sent off for storage and further use to as evidence against you, later on. Well, think about this. Think about Delta and Kohler. Two major faucet companies. They are putting smart technology to talk to a wireless Wi-Fi hub in your house. There are toilets that are now smart toilets. You can tell them to flush. Now think about this. These things are listening to every sound in the bathroom, every sound. Okay? And yet people are buying these devices. I saw a video and there was a salesperson at the Consumer Electronics Show. And this guy was explaining why to the we'll call it the interviewer, why this smart toilet is such a great thing. So for $7,000, you can have a smart toilet that will communicate with your Wi-Fi hub. And the cool thing is it's got LED lighting. Now, not only you can have, like, white lighting, or you can have green or blue, or you can change the colors. $7,000 for a toilet. How much does a normal toilet cost? About $200. But for $7,000, you can be absolutely stupid. Now, what happens if the power goes off? Is this thing going to work? Are you going to be able to flush it when the grid goes down? Or are you going to say, geez, the lights aren't working either with this? Rick, I am stunned.
Nobody's ready.
I'm stunned that people are buying these things. I've learned, and I don't know if this is true, but I've been reading that one out of five homes is now connected with these smart spy devices. One out of five, 20% of the homes, which means I can't go visit anybody because they might be so stupid as to have one of these things monitoring everything we say. So the smart refrigerator talking to the smart dishwasher, to the smart toilet, to the smart TV, to the smart thermostat, to the smart locking system, to the smart cameras, on to the smartphone, on and on and on. Do you really think it's necessary to have your toilet connected to your smartphone? I mean, really? Why? And they have devices like, it'll help you cook. So you don't have to stir. All you have to do is go to your smartphone and set up the app so you can have this automatic stirring device stir whatever's in that bowl that you want stirred. Rick, does this make any sense at all to you?
No, and worse, there's a series on Netflix I'm really enjoying called Better Than Us. It's Russian. And I don't know, the acting is exceptional. It's about robots that become better than humans in terms of taking care of business. It's really unbelievable. Because it's where we're going, and everybody wants it. Why?
Well, when you say everybody, are you talking about Rick Miller and Vin Finelli, too?
Yeah, I'd like to have six women and on the couch with me while I'm writing a note. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. It's not about me. But I can see it. I can see it in the younger kids, especially, and the way they drive and the way they behave and where our culture is going and where it's not going.
When we come back, I'll talk a little bit about The Walking Dead and why I keep bringing this up and why I think it's a documentary on what's going to happen. Looking back. It's a documentary. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration making it official. It's revoking California's authority to set vehicle emission standards that are different from the federal government's. 13 other states and the District of Columbia have followed suit with what they call the California waiver. But now Department of Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao has announced what's being called the One National Program.
No state has the authority to opt out of the nation's rules, and no state has the right to impose its policies on everybody else.
California and several other states are vowing to fight the revocation in the courts. Over 8 inches of rain falling in the Houston area since Tropical Depression Imelda made landfall on Tuesday. There have been hundreds of water rescues in just the past 24 hours. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard L. Miller is with us. Rick, to make a point. When we first started connecting to the internet, we used modems, and we could, we could use a 9600 bit per second modem, and then 14,400, then 19,200 bits per second, and we were able to just use the internet the way it was intended for normal purposes. But Lately, we can have 3 megabits or more, and the internet is clogged with advertisements. It's clogged with images of advertisements. It's clogged with videos of advertisements. It's clogged with audio of, we'll call it music in quotes, of advertisements. It's nonstop barrage. And all you want to do is like read an article. And how do you do that when you have all these pop-ups that you got to keep smashing with your mouse to close them so you can see what you're trying to read? We have gotten to the point where it's sell, sell, sell. Commerce, more money, take money, spy. And that's what the internet has become. So these large corporations like Facebook, Amazon, Google, they are interested in learning everything they can about us and our children and our parents and our habits, everything that we do, and they have no right to do that. They've invaded our lives, and they've caused people to buy devices that are just beyond stupid, which would be these smart home devices. I just can't get over it. Rick, I don't think there's any stopping this. I think that there are so many dumb people surrounding us that we cannot fix this. The only thing that we can do is move out of the way. Is there a solution that I don't know about?
No, it's called profiling. They know what you're going to do and what you want to buy before you do. They started with, I'm trying to film some turkeys in my yard. It's interesting. I didn't mean to change the subject. I'm trying to capture them before they take off. There's only 5 babies now instead of 9.
And what happened to the other 4?
Yeah, originally the ads, it's new, it's improved, it's this, it's that. And all of it was to get you excited and to stay on watching the TV, not going to the bathroom during a commercial. Then they got clever and started doing commercials, you know, in YouTube, the way they, you know, it's terrible, it's invasive. They're trying to control us in what we want and what we do. And it's the direction of marketing.
Okay, so Ron Gibson is a guy who lives in North Carolina. He takes USA Prepares and puts it on the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. And he strips out all the commercials. So he takes the 2-hour broadcast and strips it down to everything but all just the content, no commercials. And then YouTube adds in 9 commercials. 9. So we took them out, and they put them in.
You'll also notice that in some of them now, what they'll do is in the middle of the video, they'll pause for a commercial, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's what they do to us. That's what they do to us.
About marketing. That's what it's about.
So
she's only got 9, and one of them is starting to get real big, and the other 4 are smaller. And the predators fly over in bomber-like formation. They're running grids. The turkey buzzards come up from California, and they fly grids. Nothing lives.
It's sad. It's really sad.
The commercial thing, yeah. It's, they catch you in the different positions of your life. And it used to be when the commercial came on, that's when you went to the kitchen to get some food or whatever. That'll change. They figured that out in a heartbeat.
Well, now they watch you. Now they watch you and they listen.
That's the other part of it. They absolutely watch you. And that's the bad news about all the technology, is that there is absolutely no privacy anymore. I mean, literally speaking. My home, I sweep it every week. And guess what I'm finding? Bugs in my bedroom that are expired. How does that work? That means someone came into my home and put a bug in my bedroom? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't have, a big duck life. That isn't what I do in my bedroom. So what is it about? I don't know. Well, Yes, I do. They have blackmailing. They try to leverage you, threaten you, and all of it is about money. And that is about to change. 3, 2, 1. Look what the Fed's doing now. Ha, 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 ha. And China. And now they're going to turn on Facebook and discredit that Bitcoin. Welcome to the new year.
Mm-hmm. I have a device in my hand. It's a Trendnet wireless detector. And every time it goes beep, it's because it found something. And it tells me that there's a hidden camera here. I don't have one. It tells me that there's microwaves here. I'm not running it. And it tells me that there's Wi-Fi here. Not me. So let's see. I'll just leave it near the microphone. But
well,
just, you know,
here it is. It's just the whole thing. And now there's, I put up a new site, you know, where I'm Rick at Richard Allen Miller rather than NW Botanicals. Changed my email. And all of a sudden, I have 20 writers every day wanting to guest blog on my site. How do I do that? And I don't want to just say no, because some of them are better writers than me, and I learn from them. This one I got a couple weeks ago was, what do you do in a flooded basement? And it was written for children. How to go into a basement that's flooded and clean it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that one. I saw
yeah,
that one.
I've just got one right here. He said, thanks for taking a look at my article. There's no article, of course, attached.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having Helen be the Red Queen off with her head. But I don't know. And Missy and Michael just wrote to me. Shimizu. That was, they were homeschooled. You're right. There was no one from school. And no, that could have been developed into an art link letter like, kids say the darndest things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the darndest questions. That would have been a great one.
I met Missy Shimizu. She's from Missouri, and it's the Missouri Homeschool Association. She had a convention at the same facility that we had at one time, and I have lost touch with her, but if she wants to contact me, that'd be great. You know, Rick, we're talking about the Walking Dead, this series, and I keep coming back to it because it is so important. It's an American after the apocalypse. It's a horror television series from AMC, and you have to get past the horror of it to get to the meat of it. Now, here's what it's about. So these are people who are trying to stay alive. These are the remnants of the apocalypse. And what happens is when someone dies, they come right back to life, but only a small part of their brain works. They don't really think. All they want to do is eat, and they want to eat flesh, living flesh. They are attracted to the smell of flesh, food. They're attracted to sounds. So wherever a person is, they hear them, and they just come in droves. And they're like gangs of these, we'll call them zombies. But that's really not the point why I'm watching it. Why I'm watching it is I look at these Walking Dead, these former people in bodies that were formerly alive that have become these zombies, and they are the threat. So if you get past the horror, what it really means is we're surrounded by this disease. Think of it as a disease. Think of it as leprosy. And if you are not careful, these zombies are going to eat you, and then you're going to become a zombie. So the idea is if you want to stay alive, you are threatened every moment of the day, every day, and then you have the people who are not these zombies, who have not been infected yet, and they are of all walks of life. They are liars, they are cheats. They are people who will kill you for a can of food. They are people who have decided that in order to survive, they need to become cannibals. They are people who, they'll see someone, they won't say, well, you know, this guy could help us. They say, well, you know, Let's start by eating his leg. We'll cut off his leg and we'll cook that. And that'll be, you know, a meal. And then we can eat, you know, other parts of him while he's still alive. That's the kind of stuff that is shown. You see preachers who are worthless. You'll see children and how difficult it is for them to stay alive. And it is dog eat dog. Anything goes. No rules. Violence everywhere by people who want to kill good, honest, hardworking people. It doesn't matter. Life is worthless in this. And I believe that this is the series that will teach you what it's going to be like and what you have to do. And you will have to be cold and ruthless in order to survive. It's quite something. So it's called The Walking Dead. And I received a communication from someone who tried to watch it and could not get past the horror. Now, I don't watch horror videos. I just don't. But this is, I look at this as education, The Walking Dead. So that's a homework assignment for everybody. It's been running for at least 10 years. I've only seen about 5 seasons of it. And it's like, what happens if you're a female? Well, heck, you, as a female, are desirable because, you're a female. You can service people. And if you want to avoid the horrors of what I believe is coming our way soon, you need to watch this. And, of course, Jericho. You need to watch Jericho, and you need to watch Survivors from the 1970s, a BBC video. Those are my thoughts, Rick. I'm very, very concerned. I don't see anything good happening. I see marketing to young people saying, but look at all these colors. It's fantasy. It's all fantasy. Young people don't seem to, most of them, don't seem to be interested in the bigger picture, the long run, what it takes to survive. If they can't do it on their smartphone, they don't know how to do it, for the most part. That's of concern to me, really.
Because be concerned. You know, Facebook has this victory when you go in. They never let you get to your site if you just write Facebook. It takes you into all your friends' blogs, like commercials, trying to get you engaged. And now there's Alignable, LinkedIn. Oh, Jesus. The list goes on and on of these different social networks that all are vying for my time. And so if I get a message from Facebook, of course, now I've got 2 email because I have to go to Facebook to get the message, and it sends it to my email address to let me know there's a message. So now I have twice as many emails.
Hold that thought.
Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And let's just do some physics very quickly. So, class, on September 26, 2016, the EPA announced that there's some new rules. And specific refrigerants will no longer be allowed to be used in refrigeration systems. And those would be the R134A, which is common, and it's used in a lot of vehicles, automobiles and trucks. And the R410A, which is used in a lot of home and business refrigeration systems. I'm talking about heat pumps and air conditioners. Well, there's this new refrigerant. It's called R1234YF. R1234YF. This new refrigerant is being phased in. And some new models of vehicles have this. The refrigeration pressures that you would experience with a R134A that I would have in my truck or our cars or our tractor would be, you could buy it for maybe $6 a pound, $6 a can. The new stuff is like $100 a can. The old pressures are maybe 150 PSI, 150 pounds per square inch operating pressure. The new stuff is like 1,000 to 1,500 PSI. We're talking about refrigeration hoses that are made out of rubber with nylon or rayon or some kind of a reinforcing cord in them. And rubber leaks. There's no question about it. Hoses leak refrigerant. So when you put in 10 times the pressure, you have a tremendous potential for leaks. The seals can leak in the compressor. I mean, it's a real challenge. But yet, that's where we're going. So I wanted to ask Rick. Rick, what do you think about increase? Just the simple fact of increasing the pressure for refrigeration compressors and the systems. Do you think that that would cause more potential failures than a lower pressure?
I hadn't thought about it. I would have to get back into my refrigeration thing. You know, that Freon thing is a real interesting gas, all things considered. And I think there's a better way to do it. I personally like swamp cooler. Just putting water, flat tray of water, in front of a fan drops the vapor pressure by, oh, Jesus, makes it livable. You don't need air conditioning. You don't, and heat. Oh, boy. I'm putting up Monday. I'm going to put up about another 5-quart. I have a feeling we're in for it this winter. And if you don't want to mess with your refrigerant systems, I think there's a lot better way of preserving foods like in cold water in streams, things like that.
Okay. There is a better way. Rick, I can tell you for certain there's a better way. Many years ago, I experimented with a product called EnviroSafe, EnviroSafe. It's an industrial R134A refrigerant replacement. And you can't patent this because it is simply a combination of two gases, propane and butane. And I use it in our equipment. So instead of, and I use R134A also. If R134A, if I can buy it inexpensively, I'll buy that. Otherwise, I'll use EnviroSafe. Now, EnviroSafe boils at a lower temperature and operates under lower pressure and produces more cooling than R134A. So it's hard to not want to use it. So my compressors will last longer. It's less likely to leak. The molecules are bigger, less likely to slip past the seals and through the porosity of the rubber hoses and fittings and O-rings. What a great way to go. And it's about, maybe even a little bit less than R134 Freon. So I've been using it for over 20 years. And it comes in a can. Just like Freon, R134A does. It uses the same fittings, the same adapters, the same manifold gauges, the same charging hoses. Everything's the same. And it works great. It literally works great. And instead of having a dye, they add a scent. Well, actually, they add a scent and a dye. So if you smell something that smells like pine, you know you have a leak. It's really kind of nice, and it works. Now, the only problem is people say, well, man, if you're in an accident, you've got, you know, some compressed gas that's explosive. That's absolutely true. But I don't know of a single explosion as a result of EnviroSafe in a vehicle. I don't know of one, and it really works well. So, class, if you've tried it, give us a call anytime. I'd love to know what your thoughts are. But we're getting to the point where this is stupid. Higher and higher and higher pressures, more complexity. You'll have to buy a $6,000-$10,000 piece of gear to charge your air conditioning system in the future. Why? Because right now you can go to the Chinese factory outlet or AutoZone, and for less than $20 you can recharge your air conditioner. But with this new refrigerant, you won't be able to, because the pressure is so great. It's explosive at those pressures. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back, and we're going to be talking about sustainable lifeboats. He's written a lot about them, and I'd like to know what his thoughts are. How can we survive this mess that man is making for itself?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.